Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Tuesday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. There's a new facial recognition program at King's Cross area, which includes Google's UK headquarters, Central St. Martin's College, schools and retailers, is using facial recognition cameras, the FT has learned. Canary Wharf is considering following suit, encompassing a total of more than 160 acres of the city. Telegram introduces a feature to limit the amount of messages users can send via group chats. Referred to as slow mode, admins can control how frequently a group member can send texts. The company has also added a feature to let users send messages that will not trigger an audible ping on the recipient's device. The UK government is considering empowering media regulator Ofcom to oversee video sharing platforms such as YouTube. Under the plan, Ofcom will be able to levy multi-million pound fines if it deems young people have been exposed to inappropriate content such as porn or violence. The measure is a part of a broader EU directive, but it could be ignored if Britain completes its exit from the Union. Russian authorities warned Google to stop promoting illegal mass events on YouTube following a large political protest in the country. The Russian communication watchdog claims some entities have purchased ad tools to spread info about the rallies. Protesters are demanding free elections for Moscow city legislature. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency demonstrates the use of an autonomous drone Swan and ground robots for military missions. The agency published a video of the offensive Swan-enabled tactics offset program test, in which UAVs and robots analyzed two city blocks to identify and surround a building for a military exercise. The US Navy will begin reverting destroyers back to a physical throttle and traditional helm control system in the next 18 to 24 months, after the fleet overwhelmingly said they prefer mechanical buttons to touchscreen systems in the aftermath of the fatal USS John S. McCain collision. The investigation into the collision showed that the touchscreen system that was complex and that sailors have been poorly trained to use contributed to a loss of control of the ship just before it crossed paths with merchant ship in the Singapore Strait. This was a shot of the coffee found us at ondismedia.com.